live at ACB 2010. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Vicki Collins here with the National Library Service, a very popular topic among all of our listeners. And Vicki, tell us here kind of what's new to NLS, or what are you showing here at your booth 28 at the ACB convention?
Yes, Michael, probably what we're most excited about is our new digital player. We have both a standard and an advanced player, and it's a digital player that is going out to all of the network libraries throughout the United States and is being distributed on a sort of first-come, first-served basis. And we hope that within the next year or so, everybody in the entire network will have a digital player. We're also, of course, distributing digital books. And we're very excited about our BARD program, which is the Digital Talking Book and Magazine Download Program. And in that program, you can sign up for the Braille and audio reading download. And you can actually get books 24/7 by downloading them to your computer. We have almost 20,000 books available on BARD, and more are being added every week. And of course, many of your listeners will be familiar with Web Braille, which will eventually be added to the BARD program, but right now is a separate program and has just celebrated its 10th anniversary. So Web Braille has been around for 10 years now.
So how do you determine which books are going to be added? In other words, are you using the data based on what things people are currently downloading to kind of use for trends?
Well, there are a number of things that we do. We do have a National Collection Development Committee, and that meets annually to make recommendations to our collection development group so that we can choose the 2,000 titles that are most wanted by our readers. Naturally, we try to balance our collection, and we aren't able to have all of the various things that each one of us would like to read, but we try to have something for everyone, particularly the kinds of things that you would find in a small public library.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Now, I noticed you entered some agreements, and some of your books come from third party. For example, there's books I bought at Audible and then found them with the same narrators show up on NLS. So how is that working?
Well, I'm not exactly familiar with that. I would say that we are purchasing some commercially available titles as a way to expand our collection. It's still a fairly small number of titles. Generally, we try to make an effort to not do those things that are being done and readily available in other media.
Well, that would make sense, right, if it's already being covered by some other entity. So I notice you've set up a new system where things used to kind of come in every Monday through Friday, but now every Friday is kind of book day, right? That's when all your new titles and everything is made available?
Right, and BARD Friday so far is a big day, but eventually we'll be doing it maybe even every day.
Oh, that's very exciting stuff. Now, what can people, I know some people want the advanced player, and maybe talk about the differences so people can determine if the basic player will meet their needs, or who should actually be asking for one of the advanced units.
Okay, we think that many people will find that the standard unit will meet all of their needs. The exciting thing about the player is that it will remember where you left off, but it does have a lot of features in both the standard and the advanced. Both of them, of course, have the sleep button, which many people enjoy. The advanced player is one that would really be needed by people who are reading a lot of nonfiction books, a lot of cookbooks, or even books that need to be navigated in more detail. So otherwise, if you're reading a book and you just like to start at the beginning and read it through, if it's a mystery, if it's a romance, if it's a Western, those are ones that are primarily going to be fine with the standard player.
Now, originally I heard 2014, but you're saying you hope to get everyone fitted within the next year, so either production has gone faster or you're really honed in on which people, or how does that work? Or did they start making more advanced players? Because I know there initially was an issue of there were more of the standard players made than the advanced. How did they, was there any adjustments made there?
Well, Well, at the moment, we are still doing 80-20, but there is a possibility that we could change that percentage. We are doing about 20,000 players per month, so that's getting them out into the field, and we are hopeful that by the end of 2011, everybody who wants a player will have one.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a tech question. If you don't know, I will respect that because it is kind of a geeky question, but some of us like to play around with the unit, and I know it has the ability in the advance when you create this folder called Audio Plus Podcasts, and we can play MP3s and play our podcasts and things on. Are there any other planned upgrades that you know of to the firmware of the players?
Well, I guess I would say that our engineers are working all the time to try to improve the player, so that we're always looking forward to what the next advance will be.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, are those distributed?
I will mention one. Okay. Michael, one I will mention, of course, is the bookshelf feature, and that's a feature in which you can download multiple books and then have multiple books on a cartridge. So the bookshelf feature is a new feature since the player came out.
Okay, yeah, that's very useful. And there's a few enhancements, I think, of people who add other external materials to help them kind of sort, because right now they all kind of show up in one big book. But we've been very impressed. I have to give NLS and the whole BARD program really kudos. You've done an excellent job. You made it as easy to use as technically possible while protecting the content, which we know you have to do to satisfy the publishers. So are there any plans to have any other formats? And the reason I ask that, this EPUB is becoming a very popular format. Of course, you don't have any kind of text-to-speech capabilities, but are you looking at anything beyond just the standard way that books are narrated now, or is it pretty much business as usual?
Well, I guess I'd have to say, Michael, I'm not a geek, so I'm not sure that I could really answer that question. But certainly, if we have questions like that coming in, we would like to know about it.
Is there a place where people can actually request titles so that the annual, you know, review that they might actually consider them? Can people make requests?
We always encourage everyone to go to their network library, whatever their state library for the blind and physically handicapped is. That's where you want to make your recommendations.
Right, and hope they forward that information. Okay, Vicki Collins here with the NLS and the BARD program, doing an excellent job. Thank you very much for taking a few minutes. Give this starting point a website if people want to get signed up. Maybe they haven't done so yet, haven't dived into the BARD program.
Well, with BARD, we are now in a transition so that actually the local libraries are, in many states, are already doing BARD. So I would recommend that you check with your local library for the blind in your state and see what the best way to sign up for BARD is right now.
Okay, fair enough. So you can't do anything until you register with your local network cooperating library, I believe they're called. So great. Thanks a lot, Vicki, for sarotalk.com. This is Michael Loft.